Suppose you felt you'd never lose. Is that a place that you would choose to be? What if, as bleak as sin, you wondered if you'd ever win? The Philadelphia 76ers began the current NBA season by losing 18 consecutive games. No team had ever started a season more haplessly. The Golden State Warriors opened the current season with more consecutive wins than any team had ever accumulated to begin a campaign. I'm no numbers guy, but it seemed to me unlikely that these two phenomena would occur in the same season. I decided to check out my hunch with a guy who is a mathematician slash statistician. In fact, he's a senior researcher at Microsoft, and he has a PhD from UC San Diego. His name is Justin Rao, and I asked him to help me understand how unlikely it was for the best start and the worst start to occur in the same NBA season.
All I need to do is take the winning percentage and raise that to the number of games, X, as the power.
Okay, I'm lost. Let's cut to the end of the equation, the part where we find out the answer to the question.
Based on what we've seen so far in NBA history, this would be, let's go with a 7 in 1,000 type event.
7 in 1,000. Okay, so that exactly. must make the 76ers feel really special.
It would say that they're possibly the worst team ever.
Time out. My mathematician has drifted out of statistics and into basketball. Time to go to the other expert. His name is Ron Graham, and he's a professor of mathematics and computer science at UC San Diego.
The probability that both of these things happen, the Warriors win 20 in the beginning, 20 in a row, and the Philadelphia Sixers lose 18, is just about 1 in 5,000. So you'd have to wait 5,000 seasons to get this particular unusual event.
The expert-generated numbers might not exactly line up, but I was right. This is a freaky basketball season. But this is not a program about numbers and probability. It's a sports show, and it's the human stories in sports with which we're most concerned. So I'll call once again on Shane Battier. Besides guarding Kobe Bryant, and besides playing on a couple of championship teams with LeBron James in Miami, Shane Battier also played for a Memphis Grizzlies team that began the 2002-2003 season by going 0-13. They were no 2015-16 76ers, those Grizzlies, but they were pretty bad. Bad enough so that after a while, Shane Battier didn't know whether they'd ever win.
Sometimes you doubted it, and you appreciate how tough it is to win one single game. One single game, the effort and the preparation and the timing and the concentration that you have to put in just to win one stupid regular season NBA game on a Tuesday night. I'm proud that we came out of that losing streak and made the playoffs 2 years later from that team, and I appreciated it more when I was able to win 27 games in a row with the Miami Heat back in 2013. So I've been on both spectrums, and one is definitely a little more fun than the other.
Wow. We've managed to create a story that began with math and ended with fun, something I'd never have thought possible when I was taking Algebra 1 the first time, never mind the time after that and the time after that.